Tower, CNL, mobile and monitoring.
This is CNL, this is N4ICS, good morning to you.
You have to give me your call again. I think it was something like W4ITS. You're coming in with a little bit of static coming in, so you might also be mobile as well. My name is Lee, and I'm right now in Simpsonville and heading down, or I'll be heading down toward St. Matthew, South Carolina. Over.
Yeah, it's N4ITS, N as in Nancy, N4ITS. I'm on a little handheld that they are saying UV5RE set up in my bedroom with on a little dipole antenna roof that just set up, so that might be why I'm a little staticky, QSL.
That's cool. Well, I am hearing you, so that's good. I'm running an old ICOM IC271H with a diamond vertical on the roof of the truck. Over.
And the repeater is loud and clear, so it's working real good. Yeah, I gotta fine tune my setup here. Again, I got rabbit ears. I'm using rabbit ears for antenna, so, and I got it set up in my bedroom here, so I didn't know if this thing was going to make the trip to the repeater whatsoever, but I'm glad it's at least getting out a little bit.
Oh yeah, it's getting out that I can read you pretty good. It's just got some static in the background. And it's amazing you're doing it with rabbit ears. Every time when you say rabbit ears, I say, okay, he's using the telescope rabbit ears, and you're adjusting them in and out as for tuning. Over.
He's using a TV antenna rabbit ears, and I put them out about 18 inches to the side each dipole. And I just stuck it up here on top of one of my speakers. So I don't even have it stuck out the window or anything. I just wanted to see if I could set up something real simple in here that so I could sit at my computer and still talk on the radio, QSL.
That's cool. It is definitely working for you, and you're hitting this repeater pretty good. Again, I'm just kind of passing through. I'm heading back home, which is down in the lower part of the state, so at least I'm still able to get the repeater. I think I can hit it pretty much down to where 385 and 26 interchange. I'll probably lose it there. Over.
I'm wired into it now, so you're doing an excellent job. So, yeah, that's what kind of an antenna you got on the
vertical? I don't remember the model number of it, but I'm very pleased with it. It's, what do they call it, like a 5/8 length or something like that, but I don't remember the model number. Over.
That's doing a good tip for you, so yeah, that's a good antenna. Yeah, I've been playing around with different antennas, and again, I wanted something simple to put in the bedroom here just to see if I could make it to the repeater and, you know, not have a bunch of wires going all over the place and out the window and everything. I just wanted to set up a little station here at my computer desk just to see if I could get to the repeater at all.
But I know my base station is kind of interesting. The base station that I have at home, I use a Tram 1411 disc cone antenna as my 2 meter, and it actually works quite well. Over.
I'm going to try something. Oops, I guess my radio just fell over. I'm going to try something a little different here. Probably using like you got a mobile antenna. I got a big air conditioner out back, and I can stick a magnetic mount on top of that, play around with that, and at least I'll have something outdoors that maybe will help me get to the repeater a little bit better.
Now, I've got it, the model number written down in my phone, so let me see if I can look it up. I'm going to turn it back to you and let you talk for a little bit while I get the model number of this one for you. Over.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm going to do some research on some mobile antennas and see if, go on Amazon and look at the reviews and, you know, see what the hams are liking for them.
An antenna that I am using right now is the November Romeo 770 Hotel Bravo. Over.
My radio kicked over. I'm having a little hard time trying to keep me in one spot.
Moved to one of your antennas or something, so I missed most of that. You want to try again? Especially, did you get the model number of the diamond that I sent you over? Completely cut out. All the repeater just kept keying and keying over and over again. So something must have happened. This is WA4CNL for ID.
4CNL, KO4NUE. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. You'll have to give me the call again. My name here is Lee. I'm right now in Simpsonville trying to find some cheap gas before I head on home down to St. Matthew, South Carolina. Over.
Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Name is Chad, Charlie Hotel Alpha Delta, and I'm on I-85 headed toward Piedmont. And just want to let you know that are you heading down 26 back home?
I will. Right now I'm in Simpsonville trying to find, I'm going to head to the Walmart here to get some cheap gas. And then I'll get on 385 and then take it on down. Over.
So you going to start, this repeater's probably going to carry you to around exit 67 or 68. You know, it all depends on the antenna and things going around you. That's going to be down near Newberry. And what you're going to find is you're going to start hilltopping. You'll go, when you're down in the lows of the highway, you're going to have some issues. But when you get up on top of the hills, if you're in the middle of QSO or talking, try to talk on top of the hills, and that'll get you on down past Newberry. Over.
Well, I appreciate the info, Chad. I look forward to it. Well, I'm pulling up to the gas station, so let me get out and pump some gas, because I don't have enough to make it on down. So thanks for the short conversation, and maybe I'll catch you in just a few minutes when I hit the highway. So in case we don't, I'll go ahead and say 73 to you, Chad. This is WA4CNL.
CNL, KO4NUE. 73's, Lee. You have a wonderful day, sir. We'll be in the truck another 20, 30 minutes, I guess. But you be safe. We're clear.
WA4CNL. This is KF4HTM. WA4CNL. Lee, are you done finished up filling that truck yet? WA4CNL. This is KF4HTM. WA4CNL. This is KF4HTM. Does that truck hold?